Kansas City Chiefs offense you wouldn't necessarily describe as a juggernaut, but they're winning those 17-13 games.
Right.
They're winning, you know, 4-point, 5-point ball games. What are they able to do each week in this 9-game winning streak?
Well, they have a system. They run it well. Quarterback's very accurate and efficient. Really good skill players. They run the ball well. They catch the ball, and they get yards after they catch it. And they have a lot of good football players. And they have a good system that they're making work for them. Very, very impressed with how they play.
Khalil Mack said yesterday it's because they play their brand of football.
Right.
They don't waver from that. They don't try to be something they're not.
Right. They understand who they are. They do it really well. Like I said, they run the ball. The quarterback, he throws very accurately, and he runs the ball extremely well. The guys catch. They don't give the ball away. And they play good sound, really good defense. So that all adds up to wins.
Has there been one key or just several things that have contributed to the defense for you guys that's been giving up 300 yards a game the past several games?
Yeah.
That's a pretty dramatic improvement. And you got a lot of young guys out there.
Right. Well, the young guys are growing up. They're understanding what their responsibilities are. They're learning from their mistakes early in the season, and I think that the team is really defensively coming together well. The young guys again are understanding how to win ball games. They've learned how to lose and they've learned how to win, and they really want to take value in how to win, and take value in doing the little things right, playing together. They've done a great job of taking the ball away, trying to keep the explosive plays down, and they play really hard. Together defense, and I've been very impressed how they've done that.
You guys have a quarterback that's thrown a lot of touchdown passes in a lot of different ways and into a lot of different places, and there are other quarterbacks around the league like that. As a defensive coordinator, when you have a guy that can hit almost any part of the end zone,
right,
some slant, some fade, some this, some that, is it that much more difficult to defend a guy like that?
Well, most quarterbacks, when they throw touchdowns, they're throwing them different ways. We have to cover. We have to play our defense very well. We have to tackle very well, and we have to play good sound defense. It didn't change for us. We just have to play really well, really hard, and make the plays that we're supposed to make.
So it doesn't matter who the quarterback is, really. I mean, if you know a guy say is really good at throwing a slant, but his fades aren't so high, can you
right.
defense it that way, or do you have to now he'll throw the fade good?
Right. Well, if you take away the fade, then what are they going to do? They're going to slant. So they have different ways. If you take something away, they have adjustments to it. So you have to be able to play sound in all facets of the game. But if they throw fades or slants or quick game or checkdowns or screens, certainly have to play those very well. At the same time, there's other plays as well.
One of the areas, Jerry just mentioned, talking about young guys playing on defense and improving as the season's gone on. You lost some key veterans early in the year, but the pass rush has gotten better as the season's
right.
gone on. Only got the one sack against San Diego, but harassed Phillip Rivers all night long. How has the pass rush gelled as the season's gone on?
Well, they've really been working hard at it. We've been doing a good job on first and second down, getting them in longer pass situations. The coverage has really been very well as far as understanding the leverage, covering them a lot better, and the coverage and the pass rush really work together. You got to give the guys enough time to rush by our coverage, and the coverage has been really holding up. And at the same time, the pass distance has been longer. We've been longer, 5, 6, 7, 8 have been longer for us, so it takes the routes longer to develop. And at the same time, our tackling has been a lot better. They're not catching the ball and running. We're catching the ball and they're being tackled. And those things all are combined together.
Khalil Mack has a chance to tie or break the single-season sack record here with the Raiders. How big would that be?
That'd be huge. Where he came from as far as this point in his career, his improvement. I think the way the guys that are getting better around him is certainly making him better. So the team, as the team gets better, then our individual players are getting better. And I think they're all working together.
How impressive is that, knowing that the offensive coordinator for the other team, the offensive line coach, that they're keying on him and he still has 15 sacks and leads the NFL?
That's a testament to what Khalil is doing. And again, what the guys around him are doing. And, he wouldn't be able to be the player he is if the guys around him wasn't better. It's easy to double him, and then no one else is able to get pressure. But the whole group have been really coming on. There's guys across the line, from the young guys to the guys who are continuing to improve, to the coach, to the coverage. It's all combined. It's just not one person. It's the group of guys working together collectively, you know, making each other better.
You have a background of Malcolm Smith that goes back all the way to college. When you guys signed him in the offseason and brought him in, did you envision a guy that, man, this guy's never going to be off the field? Or did it just kind of work out that way that he
I knew what I was getting. You know, a fantastic football player who can play every down really fast, really has a high value for playing ball, loves ball, and just needs opportunity to play a lot of football. In Seattle, he was, you know, the number two guy, always behind the great group of linebackers they have there. So now was his turn. And knowing him as long as I have, coaching him as long as I have, I knew exactly what I was getting. So what do you guys see? I already knew he can do. It's just a matter of him having the platform to do it.
You alluded to it a little bit ago about the whole defensive line working together, but a couple of guys that really don't get mentioned much, Dan Williams, Justin Ellis, but also Stacey McGee, that rotation that you have, teams haven't been able to run the ball against.
Absolutely. Run defense is you know, our foundation. Tackling's our foundation. Getting the ball is our foundation. But that young group has really been working hard to really make our run defense sound. And if our run defense is sound, that gives us longer passing situations, which then Khalil can do his thing on third down. So it's very important that they all work together. If it were third and twos and threes and ones, there wouldn't be no pass rush there to, you know, for the sacks to come. So it all works together. The coverage, the young players, the run defense, it all works together.